Good morning. We're calling to order this Wednesday, October 26, 2016 variance hearing. I'm Scott Sanchez, the zoning administrator, here with Ava Atahera-Taylor, who is the executive secretary and will be at the controls for the hearing today. I'd like to begin with a few general items. First, for order of presentation, the applicants and or owners will be allowed up to 5 minutes to present oral arguments as to how the five findings necessary to justify granting a variance have been met. More on that in just a second. The applicant should also submit their declaration of posting when they approach to present their case. Any members of the public, if there are any today, will be allowed 3 minutes each to speak. And if there's any public testimony in opposition, then the applicant and or owner will be allowed up to 3 minutes for a rebuttal. During the hearing, I may ask questions of the applicant or members of the public, and at the end of the item may either continue to a later date, take the matter under advisement, or indicate a decision today. There are at least
three
items on our consent calendar today.
Yes.
Right. These are items that are considered routine and would otherwise be granted. If someone would like to speak on one of those items, please step forward when the item is called. Otherwise, they would be granted on consent. There's general public comment at the end of the agenda for items that are not on the agenda today. We also have one item that is proposed for continuance to a later date. Now, the criteria for justifying a variance, Planning Code Section 305C states that in order to grant a variance, the zoning administrator must determine that the facts of the case are sufficient to establish the following five findings. Finding number one, that there are exceptional and extraordinary circumstances applying to the property involved or to the intended use of the property that do not apply generally to other property or uses in the same class district. Finding number two, that owing to such exceptional and extraordinary circumstances, the literal enforcement of specified provisions of the planning code would result in practical difficulty or a necessary hardship not created by or attributable to the applicant or owner of the property. Finding number three, that such variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of a substantial property right of the subject property possessed by other property in the same class of district. Finding number four, that the granting of such variance will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to the property or improvements in the vicinity. And finally, finding number five, that the granting of such variance will be in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the planning code and will not adversely affect the general plan. Due to current backlogs, decision letters may take up to 2 months to complete from the date of this hearing. If anyone would like to receive a copy of the decision letter, please complete the sign-up sheet on the far wall and provide your contact and mailing information. This is important because the decision letter carries with it the ability to appeal the decision to the Board of Appeals, and such appeal may be made within 10 days of the issuance of the decision letter. Other items, private conversations can be disruptive during the hearing. While we do encourage parties to meet and to discuss the projects, we ask that that be done outside of the hearing so as to avoid disrupting others. The next variance hearing is scheduled for Wednesday, December 7th of this year, and that'll be the last hearing that we have for this year. There's no hearing in November because of the holiday. Audio recordings of these hearings going back to January 2011 are available on our website as a link on the hearing agenda. And now we can move to the calendar, and we'll begin with our...
So there's only one item in our continuance. It will be continued on December 7, 2016 at our regularly scheduled monthly variance hearing here at the same room, 408. Item number one, case number 2015-009511 VAR, 2650 Hyde Street. There are three items in our consent calendar. Item number two, case number 2016-008162 VAR, 33 Spruce Street, rear yard variance sought. Item number three, case number 2015-009551 VAR, 1234 to 1268 Grant Avenue, rear yard variance sought. And number four, item number four, case number 2016-008624 VAR, 3118 to 3122 22nd Street, rear yard variance sought.
Thank you. We'll start with the continuance and continuing item number one, 2650 Hyde Street, to the regular variance hearing on December 7th of this year. That is due to a notification error. Is there any public comment on the continuance of this item? Seeing none, this item is continued to December 7th, 2016. It may be continued to a later date as well, depending on whether or not a discretionary review is filed and or if there may be other issues with notification. A member of the public had stated that before the hearing. We can move on to the consent calendar for item number 2, 33 Spruce Street, item 3, 1234 to 68 Grant Avenue, item number 4, 3118 to 3122 22nd Street. Is there any public comment on any of these three items, on the consent items? Seeing no public comment, those three items are granted on consent, and we can move on to our regular calendar.
Item number 5, case number 2015-002096 VAR, 1155 Ingerson Avenue, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor, please approach the mic. You have 5 minutes, sir. You have 5 minutes.
Okay. My name is Sergio Galdames. I'm coming here for 1155 Ingerson. I am the contractor, the owner, filled out the application, but she is sick. She can come here, but I tried to make a presentation. This house was have a original just one bedroom, one kitchen, and one bathroom, a small room. And then when the owner buy the house, somebody did addition in the rear, and another addition in the left side for like family room or something to the entrance. In the process for legalize this one, they made an illegal addition in the front for a living room. Never have a living room in this house. Never have a dining room. What very small house. But they made the addition in the rear 20 years ago, something like that. They have a 20 feet is rear setback. And the problem is, while they start the process, it's still the 20 feet. But now, for the new code, it's 25. I think that is the reason the variance application to city allow. While the other neighbors in both sides have a 20 feet rear setback. And then they want to legalize this room. At the same time, approve for make a new living room in the front. They have a big space, almost 25 feet deep is the existing house. That's why he want to make this addition. It's only why I can explain the project.
Thank you. So, do you know when your client purchased the home?
About 15 years ago.
Okay.
Because he bought the house, everything was done.
Everything had already been done.
Yeah, exactly.
When he bought the home. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Because it looks like based on some of the complaints that maybe the construction started around 2002. So you're saying that your client, the owner, did not do this work?
He did nothing. Just tried to legalize what was existing in the house.
What was existing. So he didn't perform any of the work. And they know that if they do any work like this, that they would need to get a permit.
Yeah.
And have they discussed the project with both of the adjacent neighbors?
Yeah. The problem was before the call was 20 feet in San Francisco, and now it's 25. That's the problem. They applied the 25 feet, disappeared the second bedroom.
I mean, the code requirement has been 25 feet for several decades for this property. So that's not a recent change. It's been probably 30, 40 years that there's been a 25% rear yard requirement for this district.
Okay.
And they do extend further than both of their adjacents. But okay. We'll see if there's any public comment on this item.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any public comment on item number 5 for 1155 Ingerson Avenue? Seeing no public comment, I'd close the public hearing. Take the matter under advisement and We'll follow up with staff on, I wanted to ensure that the residential design team has reviewed the project and doesn't have any issues with the proposed expansion. It does extend significantly beyond the adjacent properties, but the portion that is not compliant with the code is, as noted by the sponsor, only 5 feet. And the building itself does have a pretty large front setback, and does have a minor amount of, or it's a very small home, and it's a modest addition to the home to have additional living space. It could be supportive of the project, but we'd want to check on the status of the building permit as well and the neighborhood notification. So take that under advisement, and we can move on to the next item.
Moving to item number six, case number 2016-006743-VAR, 1888 Golden Gate Avenue, exposure variance sought. Project sponsor, you have 5 minutes, sorry, ma'am.
Good morning. My name is Serena Calhoun. I'm the project architect for the property located at 1888 Golden Gate Avenue. Our project includes installation of 3 new dwelling units under the ADU program. The site is located on the corner of Golden Gate Avenue and Baker. And so here's a picture just of the front. Two of the units are fully conforming to the current requirements of the ADU program. However, the rearmost unit in the project is facing onto an interior light court and also a new rear proposed courtyard, which do not expressly conform to the requirements of the planning code. The planning code requires a dimensional distance of 15 feet by 15 feet. Is there a way to lower, to raise this up a little bit? I want to, be able to see the whole thing. Sorry. the interior courtyard measures 12 foot 9.5 by approximately 27 feet. The planning code requires a square dimension of 15 feet by 15 feet, and one section of this area, sorry, just to orient you, we're talking about this back unit here, these two units in the front onto public rights of way and conform to the code. So the rearmost unit back here fronts onto the interior courtyard here, and this black square is the required 15 feet by 15 feet area. And this little green area in the corner right here, there's a conflict where the existing main stair of the building encroaches on that 15 feet by 15 feet clear area. However, the courtyard itself, as I said, is 12 foot 9.5 by a length of 27 feet, which exceeds the square footage requirement of the open space, and also is south facing. The other area along the north-facing side here, we're going to be taking the roof off the one-story garage along this side, and we will have windows that front onto this area as well. So we're providing light from two sides to the two-bedroom, two-bathroom unit. We feel that this conforms to the requirement of the code and the intent of the code, which is to provide adequate open air, natural light, and ventilation to the dwelling unit. That's it.
Thank you. So I believe the green square, it's actually should be that whole
sliver. Side.
Yeah, because there's the deck.
The
above.
Exterior, yeah, there's an open stair next to it. That's correct. Okay. Yeah, I've got a little picture of that right here. So a portion of it is tucked underneath this, the open exterior stair as well. That's correct.
Okay. And then we did receive some complaints from tenants of the building with concerns about the construction activity, noting that there's been ongoing construction on a separate property, but is this going to be the first project going on in this building?
No, they're already, the soft story improvements to this building have already been, I believe, completed or should be close to completion.
Okay.
So there definitely has been ongoing construction in the garage areas to install the moment frames and the new footings. There is a new building being constructed next door. The building next door was a teardown and a full replacement, and unfortunately, one of the side walls covered up two of the unit windows above. So their complaints were related to the new construction adjacent.
And those windows were closed because they were property line windows.
They were property line windows in the dining room areas, so they weren't for egress. And the new design, which I don't think is reflected on our site plan because we didn't have it at the time, has a light court that also faces our light court.
Okay. And the variance is just for the one unit, as you pointed out. The two other units have
code-compliant
exposure. What's the estimate in terms of additional construction and length of construction to do the work that's proposed here?
I'll be honest, it depends on the client's financial situation. I know that he wants to proceed immediately with one of the units in the very front. There's a storage space that's underutilized that it would be a very easy conversion. The garage in the very corner might be the second one, and he may do those two units together. This one in the back that we're requesting the variance for requires an extensive amount of excavation and will be substantially more expensive to construct. So my understanding of his proposal is that he would build the front two units within the next year or so once we get our permits, and may wait for the back unit for a bit longer.
Okay. I mean, that seems to kind of not address the concerns of the tenants where work could be dragged out for quite some time.
Sure, and I fully understand that. I haven't heard any of the concerns of the tenants. No one's called me, but I know how disruptive construction is, and I think because the soft story program just began and having the building next door, I realize that's probably impactful. But I'm sure the property management company that they have on this site is very good and will coordinate with them appropriately.
And one of the issues that was raised was impacts on the laundry room. I see you're retaining a laundry room, and it looks like the same amount of equipment, but the size of the room.
Yeah, you know, there's a very strange old boiler in that space. Let me see if I've got a... I don't think I have a copy of the plan of it. But currently, all along this side, where we're putting the new window that faces into the courtyard, this is one big, long space. But this corner where we're putting the laundry room is an old boiler that is in kind of a big brick chimney. So the room itself may feel larger. However, the number of machines and the amount of space for folding is going to be ultimately the same because we're removing that chimney and just reallocating the laundry room space.
And does that chimney run through the building?
It connects to abandoned flues above. So, yes, there will be a cap underneath. We're going to have to cap it structurally underneath to carry the weight of the chimneys that are above. And our clients generally, as units turn over, will renovate and be taking it out as they move their way up through the building as well.
Okay. And how long has your client owned the building?
I'm not sure, but I think it's quite a while. As far as I know, it's his only property in San Francisco. He lives in Sacramento. And
who's your client?
His name is Brad Lowe. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they have a property management.
They have a property management company. Yeah, exactly. I do a lot of work with them, and they're a terrific company.
Okay. And the room that's shown as storage on the plans now, do you know how that room functions?
Yeah, it's kind of a strange space. There's old building utility stuff in there. There's like a shutoff for the elevator equipment in there, and then there's just a lot of old building stuff like doors and hardware and old sinks.
So it's not used for
a tenant. It's not utilized by a tenant.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. See if
You're
there's
welcome.
Any public comment. And we're on public comment for item number 6 for 1888 Golden Gate Avenue.
Yes. Okay. Hold on just a second.
No problem. Take your time. Oh, sir, you had asked about item number 4, so that item was granted on consent.
It was?
Yes.
Okay. Were there any complaints? No
complaints? No, there was no public comment.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay. You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Leah Paradiso. Our property management company has been in trouble for 50 years. They've been sued. They've owned the building for 4 years. And we had amazing property managers and owners before. They literally, water's come through my ceiling, and then it fixed it for 4 days. There's people in our garage without 24-hour notice right now. They're also taking away our garages, which is going to be an extreme hardship. They do not communicate with us. They do not fix anything. There are so many illegal... The mailman didn't have a key for 3 months until I finally got the mailman a key. I know that's not part of this. What I'm worried about is a loss of amenities. And when they were doing the construction for 7 months just now for the soft story, they didn't communicate it to us at all on Thanksgiving last year, they told us we had 24 hours to be out of our garage. One morning on Sunday, my apartment filled up with smoke. My baby was on the ground. Sorry, I'm very upset about this. But he was on the ground in a bouncer, and if they were welding without any proper ventilation, you can't get a hold of anybody. They never get back to you. They haven't told us what has been going on at all. And it's basically a slumlord now, and our building is so nice. All the tenants care about each other and are very friendly, and it's been the best building. And it's been so much stress for me and everybody else in the building. And there's a lot of other people that want to be here today, but they can't be because they have to work. And they just, all of us have said we've never been harassed by any other landlord like we have with this landlord, and nobody's happy about this. And to lose my garage with my baby and my storage, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I feel like they're making it really tough, especially for the old tenants, not only, also the new tenants, though. And they're just trying to get us out. So thank you very much.
Thank you. How long have you been in the unit?
About 12 years.
12 years. And the current owner?
About 4 years. And since they've had it, we've had all kinds of problems. The property management company has changed their name twice because they keep getting sued.
What's the current name of the company?
Structural Properties. But it's City Apartments who have been in trouble for 50 years because they are great at making tenants' lives really hard. And it's been really stressful for me and my baby and my family and other people in the building.
Thank you. And just to be clear, you know that this variance just relates to the one unit or the one proposed unit at the back. And that what's been represented is that area is just storage for building materials. And do you know, is that kind of true?
That unit, but also for the courtyard, we used to have access to that. We used to have plants out there and you'd do barbecues. And we have to have everything out now. They don't let us use any of the common areas. This is also for loss of amenities, right? It's a little confusing.
So, there's a separate issue with the rent board where you could take up for loss of amenities.
Okay.
So, like the parking, and those are all issues where you can seek to have the rent board assist you with those matters. But this is just for the conversion. They're seeking an exposure variance for the conversion of that one storage room at the back to another unit.
Also, when they were posting the thing at the hearing about the information, I asked the people, and they told me it was none of my business. And they didn't use those words. They said, it doesn't concern me. And if I wasn't an educated person, I wouldn't be able to come and figure things out.
So. Do you know, was that the property management company?
I don't know. They actually said they were with the architectural firm, but I don't know. You never get a straight answer.
Okay. Thank you. Any other public comment on this item?
Well, I've lived there for 8 years.
You have 3 minutes.
Same thing, all the same complaints, and we've had nothing but bad interactions with the current property management. And I am fearful for going under construction again. We just had construction for 7 or 8 months, and it was so difficult to even get any information out of them, and they expected us to be out of our garages. I have 2 children, and we live in a studio, and I've got, bikes and all sorts of sporting equipment and everything in there, and then they gave us less than 24 hours to get all of our stuff out, and then they just opened the garages and kept everything open, and it was a disaster. And then it was a struggle and a fight to even get our rent reduced for that part. So the construction has been a nightmare with working with Structural Properties, and then, of course, the loss and all that, but I guess that has nothing to do with this hearing. But
that would be separate through the rent board.
But the construction is very worrisome for us.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Yeah, I know we're saying a lot of stuff that's not related to the variance, but I just want to be heard as a tenant. One of the proposed constructions, which isn't the variance, but the corner unit that would remove the 2 garages, I live underneath that. And during retrofitting last year, it was a nightmare. I work from home sometimes, and it's like drills are coming up through the floor. My partner is a school teacher down the street, so it's really stressful on the weekends, too. So I just wanted to voice my concerns as the tenant that would be living above the construction for that corner unit. As far as the variance is concerned, the removal, or I guess maybe the adjustments to the space where we keep our bicycles in the garage will be considerably smaller. I took a picture today before I came here of the garage space, and there's nowhere else to place all of our there's bicycles, I don't know, maybe 30 of them that barely fit in there. I rode my bike today. I know when I come home, I'm not going to have a place to lock it up. So I think the limitations is going to be a reduction in services that we initially had. And then I'm also concerned considerably about the laundry being removed, even during the construction period. The retrofitting took a lot longer and just caused a lot more delays, and I'm anticipating the same. So that's something that I wanted to bring to your attention, too.
Thank you. And how long have you been in the unit?
I think about 6 years.
6 years. Okay.
6 years. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other public comment?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. My name is Sylvia Johnson, and I was heading down here to get the zoning administration established, and I've been told a bunch of stories. But thanks to my memory, I remember exactly how to get there. They told me it was exactly the J.C., but that's not it. Right. Route on zoning. And for as far as the management, I've spoken to before that we stopped the arguments and managed the control of all these things that we don't really need in our, because there's a lot of things already had on around the world. There's building houses is on this establishment to change the distance on the housing so the shadows and everything can be, you know, a better view and to be mentally, you know, not too complicated for contestants. And I think that a lot of these zoning administrations for not having a better view on this and the congestions is one of the establishments that I don't, you know, it's all in medical health issues. And I have gotten to a point because I have already went to St. Mary's and they just continued me because I was going to Stafford. And I think I'm going to take it to the place that does whole world establishments, because I am tired of being disadvantaged and exalted in going to school. And this has been, you know, always an issue ever since I come back. And of course, just my health hasn't been helping at all. And my health has been getting better. And my memory is looking more straighter. The zoning administration, and I've heard already that one of the guys that do construction and building had looked at my house that I had put in for condo houses, that he understood exactly what I was meaning on my measurements in the housing zoning, you know, issues. And as far as the one I have, you know, or bigger, or 80-100 on top.
Thank you.
Thing.
Any other public comment on this item on 1888 Golden Gate Avenue? Please step forward.
You have 3 minutes, sir.
Okay, I'll be quick. Hi, my name's Jeff Pinn. And I live at 1888 Golden Gate, and I've lived there for 16 years. And my main concern is regarding the management of this project, especially the rear unit. It will be a large undertaking, and our property management company seems to not be involved in this process so far. And they've gone as far as telling me that the owner was going to be the project manager on his own. Because I've asked them numerous times about various things about the construction, also our garage, and I've heard nothing back. And it seems like they don't know. But they're an okay company. I mean, the guys that come out are friendly, and I think they do as good as they can. But I think their hands are tied by the owner, either not giving them the proper information, or just I think he just wants to do it all himself. So that's my biggest concern, is that he's going to, you know, make this to go on for a long time. And if he's a property manager, and especially if he has financial concerns, that this could drag out for years and years by doing one unit at a time while his financial situation changes. And I don't think we should be subject to that. And I think a proper property project manager should be instated, and we should know what the time period is for this construction and be able to have somebody to contact when we have concerns.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Is there any other public comment on this item? Seeing none, project sponsor, you have a 3-minute rebuttal.
Wow. I've worked with the property management company for several years, and I'm actually kind of shocked to hear about the lack of communication and certainly about concerns related to limited notice and, you know, not keeping people updated, and obviously safety concerns about welding without ventilation. Those are serious concerns for me. I will be absolutely sure to speak with the property owner directly and voice the concerns voiced here by the tenants about the property management company directly so that he can, you know, be more aware, I think, of what's been happening. I will say that I want to just address a couple of concerns about lost amenities. I don't know anything about restricted access to the common space. There are chairs and things out there. I will address that directly with the property management company. But the intent has always been that that's publicly accessible open space, and that the new courtyard we're preparing and creating would be essentially, you know, private access from the new unit. In terms of removing garage spaces, the project does propose to remove these two corner garage spaces, and my understanding from ownership is that these were occupied by outside parkers, which are not subject to the same requirements as tenant parkers. The other area that we are dealing with related to our project in the back is that there is this long, skinny, one-story covered garage space that probably was a two-car tandem, and we will be taking the roof off a portion of it. So there will be one less parking space in here as well. And this one, I know, is unoccupied. And then the area of work in which this unit is has a very, very low ceiling height. It's less than 6 feet in many areas. There are a lot of bikes being stored in here currently, but we are providing bike storage on the site for planning code requirements.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I mean, I think the tenants have raised a lot of valid concerns, and I think
absolutely
many of which play into the variance that is here. And for that, I'm not going to be supportive of this variance application. And also, as you noted, it sounds like the project sponsor intends to move forward with the two units at the front that are code compliant, that aren't subject to this variance, and there's no immediate plans to even pursue this unit at the rear, which I have concerns about the quality of the exposure, even though it will have that space on both sides. What kind of has been used as common space, it sounds like, is something that is going to be lost as part of this project. So I would not be supportive of that. I would note for the tenants, in terms of other issues beyond what is just the scope of this variance, you do have the ability to appeal any building permit application to the Board of Appeals, and that would be for other elements of the scope of work for the units at front. I would hope that the space that is storage now is retained as adequate storage for the tenants, for bike parking. It seems that there's a good compromise that could be had here to provide those needed amenities for the tenants, and still move forward with their project to have the units at the front. I guess one of the things I'm a little confused or concerned about is the seismic program is not new. It's been in place for more than a year. They got their permit, sounds like, more than a year ago. Why didn't they pursue this earlier and get the units, try to get all this work done?
You know, when they hired me, it was over a year ago, and it was to do the front unit in the storage space, because he knew that that would be a simpler and cost-effective construction. As we began working with him, we always provide sketches in a number of areas of the building to see if there's other opportunities, and he asked us to look at the back area where it was the ceiling height was too low, so we knew that there would be excavation. And when we saw that there was space for a really nice two-bedroom, two-bathroom unit that would be quiet and off the street, you know, it's a nice opportunity for for a resident, but also for the property manager, for the ownership. So, you know, we try to find those opportunities for our clients wherever we can.
No, I think the size and the layout of the unit is great. It's, I think the concern is the exposure.
Sure.
But so with that, again, the client said deny the requested variance, and we can move on to the next item. Public hearing is closed.
Item number 7, case number 2015-00058-VAR, 778 Kansas Street, rear yard variance sought. Project sponsor here? You have 5 minutes, ma'am.
Hello, I'm Ines Lejarraga, the project architect for 778 Kansas. This project has an existing roof terrace here and a stair penthouse, which you can see here. So the idea is to expand the stair penthouse into a small mezzanine. The idea is to expand the stair penthouse into the mezzanine here. This way the owner is able to go easily from inside to outside to be able to access their usable outdoor space. Here you can see some photographs of the existing condition. Here is the existing stair penthouse, views in the other few directions. The addition would be to this portion here to the rear of the property. In this diagram here, you can see how this property compares with a neighboring property, which has a standard San Francisco lot depth of 100 feet. The basic requirement is that the setback be 25% of the depth of the lot, or in this case, 25 feet, which gets you to here. Section 134C.1 allows for a reduction in the rear yard by averaging the depths of the rear building walls of the adjacent buildings, which would bring you to here. In no case should the rear setback be less than 15 feet, which in this case of this neighboring property would be here. And for this property, the 15 feet is irrelevant, and the average of the two lot would prevail. In addition, there's a rule that the last 10 feet of the building depth thus permitted should be limited to a height of 30 feet, which would bring you to here. So this hatched area represents the area which would be available to a neighboring building with a standard 100-foot depth lot to create a mezzanine penthouse. Unfortunately, the subject property, 778 Kansas, has a very constrained lot, which is not only short but has a strange trapezoid shape. And so then when you go through and do the similar setback, you end up with this would be the 25% line, the 15-foot line, and then the additional 10 feet brings you to here. The average of the neighboring buildings would bring you back here, but since the lot is so tiny and strange, it doesn't help us. So the space available to us for a mezzanine penthouse addition is visible in this triangle shape. Unfortunately, the triangle shape is relatively useless for furnishing. It's awkward for construction. So it definitely presents a hardship to literally enforce the rules. You can see here the dark gray area is a 350-foot radius of lots. And then in the vicinity, you can see that all the gray ones, they all have normal lot sizes and dimensions, and they would all be able to propose a normal-sized mezzanine. Ours is the one in red. Of the ones that don't have a normal-sized lot and shape, it's kind of actually seems to be the most unfortunate one. So 93% of the neighbors have normal lots and don't have this hardship. Here's just an image of the backyard. You can see this is taken from the existing terrace here. Right now the fire escape is between the building and the yard, so they don't have a spot really where they can have this indoor to outdoor experience. And, you know, once you get out, the lot is really tiny.
Okay. Thank you. It's my understanding that the residential design team had some comments related to the deck and pulling it back from the building walls. Did you make those revisions?
Yes, I did. They're here. You can see they're in the bubble.
Okay, great. All right, thank you. We'll see if there's any public comment. Any public comment on this item number 7 for 778 Kansas?
You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
My name is Sally Johnson. And I think that the square issue on this project has been, you know, a little bit crowded, and there needs to a whole lot more venting, you know, just this will establish a no leveling and other different ways of construction that will level out some of these with boundaries. And yeah, this is be just another thing about come to San Francisco and get all crowded up in the houses that, and I know in and white it's not that way, and it's constructed because of my family. Now this is, you know, has been what you call outraging, you know, with that kind of situation.
Thank you. Any other public comment on this item? Seeing none, public hearing is closed. Inclined to grant the requested variance based upon revisions that address RDT concerns, noting the substandard lot and irregular lot shape. And we can move on to the next item.
Item number 8, case number 2015-009598 VAR, 113 Gates Street, rear yard variance sought. You have 5 minutes, ma'am.
Do you need this? Thanks. Good morning. My name is Virginia, and I'm the homeowner, Virginia Jaramillo, and I'm the homeowner at 113 Gates Street. And I'm here to talk a little bit about the deck that we would like to build off of our kitchen. It's a simple little picture, but this is what we're talking about. And just a little context, we have lived in Bernal for 7 years, are deep lovers of the neighborhood and the community. We rented for about 6 years and then built what was kind of the worst house, rebuilt the, what was the worst house on the block, literally a crack house at one point in its esteemed history. So we were really delighted to have an opportunity to clean up a house on the block and did what we notified the neighbors, wrote a letter to the whole block to make sure everybody understood sort of the construction. We delayed the deck, building the deck, because our neighbor Bob doesn't live, he's a landlord, but doesn't live in San Francisco. He lives in Australia and is here only 1 month a year. So we had the opportunity to talk to him when he was in town this month, and I invited him over to our home and to our kitchen to look at the deck, and he didn't have any problems. He said he would support the deck plans. What we would like to do is just, I'm going to try to just build, you see where our grill is? We'd just like to have it off of the kitchen and have a little space to have a chair. I have three kids, and I like to be for them to be outside as much as they can, and so it would just let me be able to cook and watch the kids out in the backyard. Thank you for the consideration.
Okay. Thank you. So the neighbor that you mm-hmm. mentioned who is the neighbor to the south, right?
Not awesome with directions, but he's to my right if you're right, facing yes. my house.
Okay. Because I know that we had some communications from yeah. him, his mm-hmm. architect, and mm-hmm. it was a little unclear if they supported or opposed the project, but your latest communications with them were that they support the project, or?
It's kind of hard to tell. You know, Bob, I don't know. He's not here to tell me his latest thinking. When he was over, he said he supported it. And
because they are the least impacted there to the south, so just the way the sun shines, they would be least impacted.
Yeah, I mean, he literally looks down onto me, and today I have a lovely relationship with the tenants, our neighbors, but, you know, I can hear their conversations. You know, we're all close together.
Have you communicated with the property owner to the north? That's the
yeah, left. Mm-hmm. With the Martins, yep.
They're supportive of?
Yep, no, they actually moved to another house in the East Bay, so they're not around.
It's vacant now? Or?
I think the aunt lives there right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they come in and out.
Because that was, I mean, more of my concern was about the impacts on them, because with the way the stairs work, mm-hmm. there's going to be a pretty tall firewall against yeah. their property. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I do see that they've got a deck at the back, so it looks like the firewall would probably be less than 10 feet above the floor of their yeah. deck, 9 feet above the floor of their deck.
Yeah, they don't have any issues. We have
okay.
good situation with them.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll see if there's any public comment.
Thank you.
Any public comment on this item number 8?
Hi, Ernie Sealand, architect for the project. Good morning, Mr. Sanchez. Just to respond to your firewall comment, basically what we were trying to do was preserve the essential character of the deck and stairs as they are now. So in the picture Virginia was showing you, the firewall's not going to be any taller than where the railing is at this time, and in fact, it's difficult to see below there, but there's already a giant fence that actually comes up to the level of that land, first landing. And if you have any other architectural questions, happy to answer them.
No, thank you for that. So any other public comments?
No, there's somebody else, and I still see it's very dark, you know. Very worth lighting on. This would be, you know, like a spooky.
Thank you. And seeing no other public comment, I'll close the public hearing, be inclined to grant the requested variance, and we can move on to the last item. Thank you.
Last item number 9, case number 2016-000318-VAR, 1634 Alabama Street, rear yard and exposure, variances sought. Project sponsor? You have 5 minutes.
Good morning, Mr. Sanchez. I'm Bill Egan, the architect for the project. The proposal is on a mid-block lot in Bernal Heights. The lot's 25 by 110. The lot's slightly deeper than the standard San Francisco lots. The proposal is to build a one-story, 12-foot deep extension into the rear yard setback and limit that height of that building to under 10 feet. On the top roof of that extension would be a roof deck that opens directly from the living space on the second floor of the residents, giving them some very usable exterior space. The lot in general is similar to the neighborhood, with the exception of on the south side, it's bordered by a property that has a conventional house at the front of the lot, but there's a non-conforming two-story building at the back, and there's multiple units on that lot. The roof deck has been set back from the side property lines by 3 feet so that we didn't have to build a firewall to that would kind of encroach on the neighbors. I think basically everything is in the application. If there's any question, the owner's here, and she could speak a little bit about the reason for the project, and that we can give a quick...
Certainly, if you'd like to, yeah.
Good morning. My name is Karen Reif, and I lived at 1634 Alabama Street for the past 10 years. I'm a very happy Bernal Heights resident, and I've been in San Francisco for 20 years. So first of all, I would like to thank you to consider the variance. That's really nice. And what it would allow us is to build a second unit so that we can move our parents into the house, which would really be a great help for us because they are aging and they start to need help. So I've also sort of informally communicated with most of the surrounding neighbors, and all of them, particularly the one on the south side with the non-conforming lot, were in support of the extension. So the neighbor on the north side, I've talked to informally, not recently, and he didn't have, I mean, any major opinion at that time what he would think about it. The neighbors on Harrison in the back of the lot, the one directly opposing us from its Oscar Hernandez, I communicated informally with him about it, and he had no objections. And also the one on Harrison, that's Danielle, I forget the last name. So that's going south from us, also had no concerns. So everyone I talked to was had no objections. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Is there any other public comment on this item? If you'd like to speak.
As I mean, Shelby Nelson, and I think that still we could put, you know, different stories in different areas. You know, we could declare this, you know, because this does cause, you know, what you call things that don't make no sense. And I think things that we're surrounding should make a lot of sense to where we're being more focused into more freedom of our sunlight we have.
Thank you. So seeing no other public comment, we close the public hearing, inclined to grant their requested variance, in particular because it does add a dwelling unit, and the space that's being added is to accommodate that additional dwelling unit in compliance with the zoning of the property. And appreciate also the treatment of the roof deck and setting it off the side property line to reduce impacts on neighbors. And close public hearing, inclined to grant. We have general public comment for items that are not on the calendar today, if anybody would like to speak on that. And seeing no general public comment, we close the hearing and we'll reconvene on December 7th, 2016. Thank you.